It's the most popular thing on the Post-Gazette website. After every Steeler game, it's Ray Fittipaldo's report card. He's a very tough grader, Bob. I think tonight is actually his parent-teacher conferences. A lot of the Steelers' parents meet with Ray to see how things are going for them.
How could my son get this grade? You kidding me, Ray? He does everything.
Put him in the game, Ray. Come on.
Exactly.
Let him play, Ray.
Do you know how hard my kid works? He should be in the game.
You know, Ray, my friend really got to play here. He's a really good punter. You should sign him to the team.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing. The Ray Fittipaldo report card. Absolutely legendary, Bob. So, Limits, you're in on this. Ray gives the quarterback, Justin Fields, a B- for the game. Says he was better than Cousins. That's all that mattered. Fumbled once, bobbled another snap, missed some wide open receivers, but he didn't turn it over. Made some big plays throughout the game. And a couple runs. He says he probably didn't do enough to earn another start if Russell Wilson is healthy. I say he definitely didn't, while I acknowledge that he made under difficult circumstances. First start, new team, hostile environment, not a full week of reps. He played well, just not well enough to unseat the starter. Ray gives him a B-. I agree with Ray for once. I give him a B-, Bob, maybe even a B.
I would say B, take away the minus. Again,
I told
what
you,
he
Ray
just
is very
what
tough.
He described was managing the game properly for a road game, and he did that. However,
you know what I give him? A P for Kenny Pickett. It was a Kenny Pickett-style game. Let's go out there and win it 18-10. Just don't give the ball to the other guys. But he adds the element of running. I give him a B.
And the reason I give him a B, too, is also his ability with his legs. When you look at the third down conversion rate of 47%, three of those plays were because he used his legs to either set up third and short or get the first down. So, you know, that's an element that if you're a defense, you think you haven't bottled up, and all of a sudden they get a new set of downs, and that's why the time of possession was so lopsided in favor of the Steelers. Their offensive line as a young group did a good job, I thought, as the game went on, but also he allowed them to extend plays by using his legs.
Wonder Twin?
Yeah, the middle of the field was once again just
ignored,
not utilized. Hello, Pony. And I think it's a B for Fields. I think he did well. I think maybe nerves is what took over those first couple plays with the bad snaps. And he really settled in, made some throws, would like to see them utilize the middle more. But B.
Okay. Running backs. Ray gives them, which was really him, Najee, a B. Says with Warren still nursing a hamstring injury, Najee had 20 carries for 70 yards, started to wear down the defense a little bit, 20-yard run. In the fourth quarter, Cordarrelle Patterson figures in this. They had 137 yards rushing. He gives them a B.
I give Najee an A for passionate running. I'm not looking at stats because, you know, that was one of those games where it was just going to be hard yards, and nobody right now is better than getting hard yards than Najee Harris. He's an angry runner, and there were a couple of times where he moved the pile when he thought it was dead. Sure, the 20-yard run was a good, but that reminded me of Le'Veon Bell. He hesitated, saw an opening, and darted through it. So I'm going to give him an A based on how the game plan was and what they needed him to do.
All right, if you're giving him an A, Bob, what are you going to do when he gets 150 yards and three touchdowns?
I'll give him an A again. I look at the context.
Ownership stake in the school?
Okay, you say Ray's a hard grader. What are you going to give him, a D because he only had 70 yards?
No.
I look at those yards and I say those were hard yards to get, a lot of them. And there weren't a lot of holes for him originally. He made that happen. So I'm judging the performance based on what was available to him and how he attacked it and did not fumble. So there are a lot of components. It was a road game. I'll give him an A. And I'm probably a more generous scorer than you. So that's to be known.
I just don't know where you're going to go if he ever has a great game.
What's wrong? Do I have to give him just an A when he runs for 150? I don't care about the average.
He averaged 3.5 yards a carry.
I don't care.
He was pretty good.
When you watched the game, didn't you get the feeling the physicality aspect was in play?
Yes, I love the way he runs. I do. And I'll give him a B+, Bob. How's that?
I influenced you to go higher.
I give him a B+, but if I'm grading the running backs as a whole, Justin Fields was a running back in this game. 14 carries for 57 yards.
Right. That's why
he was probably their best running back. So maybe the running backs as a whole, I will go all the way to an A-, Bob. No, I won't. I'll go to B+.
All right, but again, it's how the game played out.
See, their average. Hold on a second here. Paul, pause.
No, you already used two of them.
I used one. I have to figure out something. 147 divided by 40. See, their average went down a lot because of that ridiculous play to Pickens. That lost them minus 10 yards.
I thought Deontay Johnson was back. I didn't know what was going on there. It was backwards
right. What the hell is going on here, Bob? What kind of call was that?
Also, did we not? I don't think we talked about the horrendous pass interference called against George Pickens, too.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Or that was, okay.
Extensively. You were on the phone with somebody or talking to Pony
sense.
In the office.
I apologize.
It's okay. What do you give the running backs?
I give him a B minus because Justin Fields is a quarterback acting like a running back, and Jaylen Warren was ineffective because I still think he's hurt, and I wasn't that impressed with Cordarrelle Patterson. Now, Najee was running like a pissed off man, and he played very well.
That, Bob.
He looked angry out there. Every time Najee popped up, he was in someone's face, jawing back and forth. He looked angry.
He is motivated because they didn't pick up the fifth-year option. He's going to play this way.
He runs this way all the time.
I know that, but especially now. He's playing because he wants to make a point.
They gave Freiermuth the money and didn't give him the money.
Right. I love guys who are motivated by money. Unfortunately, we're seeing fewer and fewer instances of this because guys want money ahead of time. I want to see people play. There's nothing wrong with letting play. In the Freiermuth case, let's say they didn't agree to terms. I'm glad they did. He's a good guy, and he's working hard, and I think he's going to be a big part of this. But they could have said, you know what, you made 32 catches last year. This is a prove-it year for you. Let me see, and I'll give you what you want, I want to see it. I think it motivates people. We're losing that in sports today because of all this guaranteed crap.
Bob has to make a big statement there, and I'm scared of him.
I agree with every syllable and half syllable that Bob just uttered there. Because he's got something to prove, Bob, and I think that really does mean something.
Oh, come on. He runs the exact same way yesterday that he's run his whole career.
How does someone that has run for over 1,000 yards in three consecutive seasons have something to prove? Well, it seems like it's more of a mindset thing that has been put on him based on how the team apparently views him.
He ran differently yesterday than he ran when he had a secure control. What?
Didn't you see passion?
Yes, I always see passion.
I saw more passion on this one.
I dare to challenge you on that.
There was more passion.
No. He's one of the most passionate runners I've ever seen.
I'm not disputing
he's in the school of my favorites, two of my early favorites, Larry Brown, Washington, John Brockington, Green Bay Packers, two of my early favorites because they sought contact, and that's what he does. And he didn't run any differently or act any differently than he did last year.
Well, I completely disagree. Well, I think he won
the Angry Runner Award on NFL Network.
Right,
so did Jaylen Warren. They both run hard. I get it. But I'm saying he is motivated to do it. Now, and the injury to Warren, he knew he was going to be the primary ball toter.
He may very well be motivated. There was no difference. I don't disagree,
but I saw a different level of it is what I'm trying to say.
Did it stand out to anyone that it seemed like there was extra pushing and shoving after every play? Corners were shoving wide receivers when they were down on the ground again. It seemed like
that's the kind of football they want. I think it's an Arthur
it
Smith.
It was the
thing.
Arthur Smith. Bowl.
Yeah, I do.
Think so.
I think their players.
No, I didn't
knew.
Notice any different from a lot of games.
It seemed more physical to me. Like they just wanted to physically beat them up.
Not me.
On both sides of the ball.
Same thing last year. They did to Cleveland early in the season and Buffalo the year before that, Cincinnati the year before that, or vice versa.
But do you agree with the concept that players playing motivated for money makes a difference and they should be in that situation?
No, not really. Not if they're motivated in the first place. Yeah, I have to have a great year this year, but if I haven't been playing...
You don't think George Pickens is motivated to have 95 catches this year, so he knows what's lying.
So he's going to play harder than he did last year?
I think it's human nature to think that, yes. You don't think so?
No, not really. I don't.
If you were told, Joe.
And if it is, then that's a problematic player in the first place because they weren't given 100% before.
No, it's not that he's not giving 100%. I'm not disputing that. What I'm saying is there's a different gear to 100%. It's like you know what's at stake here. If you put up the numbers... You see what the market is. That motivates you. Put that carrot out there and dangle it. People want that carrot.
You know
he averaged 3.3 yards per carry.
Okay. Within the context of this game, the fact that they had three inexperienced offensive linemen, okay?
He ran hard. He ran passionately.
All right.
Just like
we're not
going to
settle this, so it doesn't matter.
Go back to last year's Seattle game. Go back and watch some of those runs.
Yeah, there was an extra gear. You know how sometimes you can just tell, maybe you're playing pickup basketball against somebody, or you're playing any sport, and you look at them and you just see that look in their eye where you know they always give 100%, but there's just something extra there. That was Najee Harris yesterday. That crazed look in somebody's eye where there's complete and utter motivation and a different level and different gear that's being pushed.
And that's not to say he wasn't doing that before. It's just that it seemed more prevalent to me.
Okay. Offensive line, Ray gives them a B. Injuries to Seumalo, Fatanu made it maybe a little different than what it would have been. Surely did. Frazier and Anderson made their first NFL starts. Yeah, under the circumstances, he gives them a B. I'll give him a B, Bob. I don't think that the Falcons challenged them in the pass rush game.
Because of Justin Fields.
Maybe.
But I think B is good. I would give specifically Zach Frazier an A. And I think Spencer Anderson acquitted himself very well, given the fact that that's not what you expect him to be in there to play that position. So,
yeah,
I think overall, in the fact, time of possession to me is a big part of this whole equation. That's why I have a better feeling about what they did based on how they controlled the line of scrimmage as the game wore on.
I'm eating a piece of candy because I have a sore throat, even though I know I'm on the radio. And I'm going to continue, continue to eat that.
Would you chew gum to see if the same
no.
thing...
But my dog swallowed a piece of gum last night. My wife blamed me. It was my daughter's fault.
I always worried about that as a kid, swallowing.
I don't chew gum.
So, did you ever eat a milk bone? I did.
No. I ate dog food once on a bet.
Well, that's the same for me. It was a bet of a milk bone. I actually found it very, very tasty.
Did you find the dog food tasty, Joe?
Not at all. But I did make $50, which was enough for a case of beer and more.
Well, congratulations to you.
Right. And did you know eating dog food 25 years later has an effect on your colon and your kidneys and everything else? Did you read it?
It does.
What about swallowing gum? It stays in your system for 7 years. Is that
true?
Yeah,
what's going to happen to Bailey the dog? He went into the corner of the basement and ate a piece of gum. Obviously, it's not my gum. I don't sit in the basement and chew gum, and yet I got blamed.
Well, that's the responsibility of being a husband and a father. You take the blame. You're the quarterback. You take responsibility. You
don't
dish out
blame. What's going to happen to that gum?
It'll eventually come out somewhere, right? It has to.
Somewhere.
Who
knows where?
Defensive line. After the Falcons controlled the game early, says Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette on his iconic report card, the line stepped up to seize control of the game. Hayward, four tackles. Montrevious Adams, a sack. Ogunjobi, big pressures, et cetera, et cetera. He gave him, okay, so after all that, Ray, you only give him a B. Bob, he's a very, very difficult grader, and that's why a lot of the parents of the players are upset.
Well, I mean, a B is a good score, though.
Not really. Yeah. A B is barely, it's above average.
It's a good score.
You gave Najee an A.
I did, because I love the passion. I thought they got better, too, as the game went along. So I think B's an appropriate score for them. They also had
a
quarterback who was compromised. They knew that. Their game plan was about that, which meant they dropped more people into coverage and allowed their defensive line to do the job and the outside linebackers.
A-.
Okay.
I thought they played an outstanding game. There were no big plays. That's a really good offensive line, by the way. That's an offensive line that's been together.
That's why I thought they
would. Has two all-pros right. on that line.
I thought that was going to be a big difference in the game in their favor.
I thought they were outstanding. And I'm not surprised because at the beginnings of years, when the Ogunjobis and Cams of the world are healthy and fresh, they're going to be outstanding. Keanu Benton, I thought, might be more of a presence. I thought Adams had a really good game. What happened? How many? Do you have a snap count there? What was Benton's snap count?
He missed a lot of gaps.
You need to take a pause by all means.
You know what's great? When you sit with Chris Hoke and watch a game, he will immediately show you, like, he pops up and he look at the gap. He missed a gap. He should have done this. And he knows, like, these gaps that we all talk about.
Yeah. But
I think Keanu Benton was just, not doing – maybe he was getting ahead of himself, but he was allowing guys to get into gaps that he should have been there to stop.
Benton, 48% of the snaps.
Interesting. All right. I give the defensive line.
I still am very high on him, by the way. I still think he's going to have a big
year. So am I. I give them a B. I'm flummoxed as to how you could give Najee Harris an A and the defensive line a B. I mean, I give them an A minus. I'm sorry. What do you give them?
Defensive line a B.
Yeah.
B+. I think they play pretty well. Especially, I mean, what? Atlanta had 50 total yards of offense in the second half?
I mean, they played great.
They stopped Bijan Robinson, their best offensive weapon.
I'm giving them an A. I'm upgrading it to an A.
I'll upgrade to an A as well.
You can be influenced as a grader. You don't even need a curve. You could be talked into
things.
What
was their average yards per carry? Can you look that up without using the ball
better than the, it was better than the Steelers, I bet.
So was everybody else's in the league.
But that it was 3.7?
Yeah.
Something like that. I what is it? Did you see it, Austin?
They ran for 89 yards on 22 carries.
So that's what?
3.8.
Yeah, it's in that
I figured
range.
That out in my head. No, I didn't. I just guessed. What was it? 3 point what? The mitts?
Four.
Four?
It's four. 4 yards per carry.
All right, I give him an A-minus, Bob.
No. Nah.
Linebackers. T.J. Watt, Ray says, was dominant as ever. Blah, blah, blah. Quiet day for the inside linebackers, although he says Peyton Wilson strong in sub packages. I don't mind a quiet day for the inside linebackers because that tells me they're not getting beat. So, yeah, I mean, maybe people who are expecting Patrick Queen to be flying around like Ray Lewis, maybe it's okay in a given week when he just fulfills his assignments and isn't getting beat in the run or the pass game. I don't think them being, quote, quiet is necessarily a negative, is what I'm saying. I also thought Peyton Wilson saved a touchdown with a spectacular play.
Well, Minka Fitzpatrick was right behind him. Could have made the play.
But I think Minka had already been faked on that play.
But that, it was interesting because that drive, they were moving methodically right down the field, running left, left, left. The one time they go right, T.J. Watt comes back and tackle for loss, and then the following play is the Peyton Wilson, which was a very alert play. I like that kid. He's going to be around the ball a lot.
He gives him an A-minus. I mean, between Watt and Highsmith, listen, if Watt doesn't get whistled down on a couple plays, very questionably, that's an A-plus. I'm giving my linebackers an A, Bob.
So am I.
100%. They get an A. They were terrific.
Ray's got to have some of these people get very upset, doesn't he, Bob? Some of the families of the players, they're registering phone calls at the Post-Gazette.
I do believe that people, families, even players, read and listen. They may say they don't, but I think they do.
Now, Devin Bush's dad certainly did.
Ask Paul. A-minus, not a bad grade, though, from Ray. I'm exaggerating there, of course. Secondary. Wait a second here, Bob. They had two interceptions, and Minka was spectacular. He did. They blew a coverage on Kyle Pitts' touchdown. He said that was might have been Beanie Bishop.
I think it was Beanie Bishop.
To give them a B plus, Ray. What would be the name of a very hard grading mean teacher, Bob? Mrs. Kravitz. That's a Mrs. Kravitz grade, isn't it?
Could be.
B plus for the secondary. The Falcons did almost nothing, and the only reason they got that touchdown was because they whistled down the T.J. Watt play, which came after they whistled down the George Pickens play.
How about Dante Jackson played every snap?
He was great. And Elliott, they both had interceptions. They got to be in the A range here, Bob. I'm giving them an A.
Anytime you get the turnovers, that to me starts with turnovers, and they made two of them, and that's enough to give me an A as well.
Well, but you can also have that and give up 300 yards passing and four touchdowns.
Joey Porter Jr. was assigned to Drake London.
Yes.
What did he have? Two catches for like 12 yards or something.
Yes, I think Ray's made a horrible mistake here, Bob.
They only gave up 226 total yards.
That's mostly because Kirk Cousins is not ready to play.
Well, that's fine, but they also have some unbelievable weapons.
And they got shut down.
Yes, big time. Now, the pass rush helped. I get it.
I thought Porter's drawing all those assignments, and people tend not to. But if Dante Jackson plays the way he did yesterday, then they got a formidable 1-2.
If you tell me.
Hoping that Corey Trice would eventually move in.
Do you know that Dante Jackson had one fewer catch than Deontay Johnson had yesterday, Joe?
Yeah.
Deontay Johnson, who you wanted us to pick in fantasy for 100 catches this year. He only had two catches yesterday.
Oh, you want to get into our fantasy picks, do you? Who did
Bob this.
Huh?
Bob, so Joe says to me, the first thing, he told me to pick every Buffalo Bill under the stars, and he said, pick Josh Allen in the first round of the draft.
He's half running back, Bob. And how do I look today? He had two rushing touchdowns and two passing touchdowns.
You know what I said, Bob? Nobody picks a quarterback in the first round. It's a dumb pick in fantasy. You don't
he
do
used
that.
The word dumb, too, to describe me.
No, it's I like did not you describe called, you as dumb.
Like I didn't call Ron stupid. I never called Ron stupid. I called his methodology stupid.
Yep. I know, but
not
by
him.
Extension, you
I
were calling him
no,
stupid.
No, I wasn't.
I didn't call
now
you
he's
dumb.
Calling me
I called
that.
The idea dumb, not you dumb. The idea was dumb.
It's a very thin line.
And then Joe also doesn't understand because he keeps texting. You should have picked Cooper Kupp.
Bob.
You should have picked Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp was taken the pick right before us. I was going to take him.
You should have traded up.
There's no trading up in fantasy football.
We have a horrible team because of him.
You'd know this, Joe, if you were at the draft.
You should have taken Josh Allen's the guy you build your team around. They have no team in Buffalo this year around him. He's going to do everything himself, like yesterday.
Well, that's a mistake, by the way. I thought I don't know. You can't expect him to play this way every single game. He's not going to be able to do it. He's a very talented guy, but he's going to need some help there. I don't know if they have enough of it around
him. No, they don't. Special teams yesterday, an A-plus from Ray for the special teams.
Well, that's all Boswell. How else can you give anything but that?
Really give up anything. I thought Calvin Austin was pretty good in the
Scotty Miller was
game.
Really good.
As a back, yeah, A-plus.
Yeah. I don't think you can't get better than what we saw yesterday. Just no way.
Fabulous. And the punt was unbelievable. Let's get into coaching next from the game, including one particular decision from Mike Tomlin that drew a lot of different opinions. Let's just put it that way. Then we'll go around the league.
Around the NFL with Joe Starkey.
What a day around the league. And, of course, we're going to circle back to the quarterbacks. Who should play? 412-928-9370. Who should play in Denver if Wilson is cleared? I think the vast majority of us believe it should be Wilson. But there are some, including City Limits, who beg to differ.
I think. All right. Okay, never mind.
We'll get to your thoughts.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry.
It's not a break in the radio business, Bob. It's a brief pause.
It's a brief pause. Not a Paul pause. Don't play that. No, 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 no. This is a rate.
All right. All right. Have we exhausted our allotment
for
of
the
Paul
entire
pauses?
Week? Maybe. No, no, no. No, no, no. You can't do that.
Can we get the wooden teeth before we go?
No.
Because there's one guy who hates it
no,
so bad.
I am so tired of
you,
this narrative.
But someone else
but
than
just,
you.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
You know.
There's one guy out there on Twitter who hates it, and that's dedicated to you, buddy, whoever your name is.
And the text line every time.
Yeah. Sorry, Bob.
What do I have to do?
Where are we? What time is it?
It's well beyond your bedtime.